CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 9th of June, 2024. Here are the main news headlines. TX Factor is marking its 10-year anniversary by launching its 30th episode. Changes to the four-year planning rule in England. Bath-based distance learning's next full licence course is starting soon. TX Factor is marking its 10-year anniversary by launching its 30th episode. It looks at how radio technology has advanced since Marconi conducted some of his early transmissions. The episode includes the first of a two-part feature on operating via the QO100 geostationary satellite, with a look at the hardware and software needed to achieve your first QSO at home or out mobile. Bob F0FGX reviews the FTM500D, which is the latest mobile transceiver from Yaesu, and demonstrates the many advanced features of this versatile FM and digital rig. There's a visit to Sidmouth Amateur Radio Society, which secured a derelict former sports social club from the local council and turned it into a community hub and the club's new QTH. Watch this interesting episode and don't miss out on the TX Factor free-to-enter draw with a chance to win three RSGB publications. You can see this in previous episodes on txfactor.co.uk. The four-year planning rule has offered a degree of protection for antennas and masts that have been erected without planning permission. Under this rule, any installations which had been installed and unchanged for 4 years or more were protected against planning enforcement action. However, as from the 25th of April 2024, this rule ceased to exist in its current form in England under changes introduced under the Levelling Up and Regeneration Act 2023. The rule had been replaced by a more stringent 10-year period for the exemption from enforcement for residential dwellings. This change does not affect Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland, where the four-year rule still continues to apply. Any installation that was substantially completed prior to the introduction of the Act will still be subject to the four-year rule, meaning for most amateurs the 10-year rule won't apply until the 24th of April 2028. For more information on planning matters, visit rsgb.org/planning. Bath-based distance learning's next full licence course runs from August to December, with exams in January. There's no change for the training, but applicants must work through some pre-course material and complete a quiz to be eligible for a place. To request full details and an application form, please email Bath-based distance learning's team leader, Steve, F0FUW, G0FUW, via G0FUW at bbdl.org.uk. A reminder that the RSGB is asking radio amateurs to share their ideas on the theme of change and adapt as part of British Science Week 2025. The event is run by the British Science Association and celebrates science, technology, engineering and maths. The 2025 theme offers a huge range of opportunity for creativity and discovery. Ideas could cover any area from construction to propagation, from making QSOs under supervision to space and satellites. This is a chance to show young people in schools or anyone in your local community just how interesting and enjoyable amateur radio can be. Please send ideas to the RSGB British Science Week coordinator, Ian Neal, M0KEO, at bsw@rsgb.org.uk. To find out more about previous year's activity or next year's theme, you can visit rsgb.org/bsw. Don't forget, you have an opportunity to get even more out of your RSGB membership. If you recommend a friend who hasn't been an RSG member during the last 12 months, you will both receive £10 cash back when they become a member paying by direct debit. Whether you're an individual RSGB member or an affiliated club, you can sign up as many friends as you like. Membership of the RSGB gives you a range of fantastic benefits, so why not encourage others to join? Members have access to RadCom exclusive online resources, RSGB award schemes and contests, as well as advice from the Society's specialist committees. The RSGB's representation to Ofcom and its ability to defend the spectrum nationally and internationally is more powerful through strengthened numbers. Go to the special RSGB Join a Friend webpage to find all the information you'll need to take advantage of this offer, including a link to the online form. A new exhibition entitled What Happened Next will be open to the public on Friday the 14th of June in the Pi Building at the Cambridge Museum of Technology. It'll explore the period after the Pi Group was acquired by Philips in 1967 and track the progress of these organisations up to the present day. More information on the Cambridge Museum of Technology is available at museumoftechnology.com. The 2024 Gateways on the Air event takes place between the 15th and 23rd of June. The aim of the event is to promote and increase RF activity via UK Simplex Gateways. The event is hosted by Freestar International Network and will feature special event stations GB0GOA, GB4GOA, confirmed Simplex Gateways listed at GOTA, that's GOTA.org.uk. CDXC, the UK DX Foundation, is holding its annual DX convention and dinner on the 20th of July. This year, it's going to be at a new venue, the Littlebury Hotel in Bicester, OX266DR. The CDXC AGM will be held at 11 a.m. and there'll be a series of talks in the afternoon. Mark, M0DXR, will be speaking about WRTC 2026. Mike, G4WNC, is covering all things SDR. Nigel, G3TXF, will be discussing the impact of FT8 on de-expeditions. And Greg, W6IZT, will be describing the build and operation of his rig in a box for de-expeditions. Non-members of CDXC are most welcome to come for the day and the evening dinner. Full details and booking information can be found by following the link on the CDXC homepage at cdxc.org.uk. Do you live in the south-east of England and could you spare an hour on Sundays to help inform radio amateurs in your area? The GB2RS News Service is looking for new volunteer newsreaders in Essex, London and the counties to the south and south-east, ideally to broadcast on the 2-metre or 77 band using FM. RSGB members with full or intermediate licenses who have a good VHF or UHF station are needed to help improve our coverage. There's flexibility in deciding a band, mode and time that would suit individual circumstances. If you're interested in finding out more, please contact GB2RS News Manager Steve Richards, G4HPE, via gb2rs.manager@rsgb.org.uk. There's also more information on the RSGB website under GB2RS Schedule. Finally, don't forget to listen out for all the amateur stations that will be on the air during the Museums on the Air activity. Next weekend, the 15th and 16th, more information about the event, visit tinyurl.com/imw2024. Now for details of rallies and events, Junction 28 Radio Rally takes place today the 9th at Alfreton Sports Centre D557BD, 1 mile from M1 Junction 28, doors open from 10:15 a.m, £4 to get in. More information, visit snadarc.com or contact jfigures28rally@snadarc.com. The Mendips Rally also takes place today the 9th, the event's being held at Farrington Gurney Memorial Hall, Church Lane, Farrington Gurney, BS396UA. Doors open from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m, admission £2, access for traders from 7:30 a.m. Inside tables £8, field pitches £5 each, hot and cold refreshments and free car parking are available. More information, contact Luke, 07870168197, email mendipsrally@hotmail.com. Rochdale and District Amateur Radio Summer Rally is set to take place on Saturday the 15th of June at St Vincent de Paul's Hall, Norden in Rochdale, OL127QR. Doors open at 10 a.m. Entry is £3. Usual traders and caterers will be present, and plenty free parking. All proceeds from the event will be donated to a charity list. Last year, the organisers were able to donate £4,000 from rally sales and silent key donations to the Rochdale Spring Hill Hospice. For more information, email Dave, G3RIK, at dave@cardens, that's C-A-R-D-E-N-S dot M-E dot U-K. The East Suffolk Wireless Revival, also known as the Ipswich Radio Rally, will be held on Sunday the 16th of June. Venue is Curtin Recreation Ground, Back Road, Curtin, IP10-0PW, just off the A14. Doors open 9:30, entry fee is £3. The venue has free car parking and catering available. More information, contact Kevin, G8MXV, 07710-046-846, or visit eswr.org.uk. Special event celebrating 100th anniversary of Radio Belgrade. Members of the Belgrade Amateur Radio Club are active as YT100RB and YU1924RB until the 30th of November. Details of a certificate that's available, see yu1ano.org. 9A100RKZ is the special call sign celebrating the 100th anniversary since Radio Club Zagreb was founded on the 24th of March 1924. The call sign will be active throughout 2024, and details of an award for contacting the station are available via qrz.com. DX News, Dave WJ2 Oscar is active as VP6DF from Pitcairn Island, OC044 until tomorrow the 10th of June. He's running low power and operating CW on the 42 10 metre bands. He may also operate on the 160 and 80 metre bands depending on working conditions. QSL via N2ZN and Logbook of the World. John W5JON is active as V47JA from St Kitts, NA104, until the 13th of June. He's operating SSB and FD8 and on the HF and 6 metre bands, QSL via Logbook of the World or directly to W5JON. Contest news, IARU ATV contest started at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 8th, ends at 1800 UTC today, Sunday the 9th of June. Using TV on 432 megs and up frequencies, the exchange is serial number, 4-digit code and locator. More details on rules for this contest are available at tinyurl.com/IARUATV. Today the 9th, the Practical Wireless 2-metre QRP contest runs 0900 to 1600 UTC using AM/FM, SSB, CW and a maximum of 5 watts on the 2-metre band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Also today the 9th, the second 144 megs backpackers contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC, all modes on the 2-metre band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Monday the 10th, the 80-metre club championship runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using RITI and PSK63 on the 80-metre band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Tuesday the 11th, 432 megs FM activity contest runs 1800 to 1855 UTC FM. Yes, I have mail. Using FM on the 70 sems band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Also to Tuesday the 11th, the 432 megs UK activity contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 70 sems band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 12th, the 432 megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs 1700 to 2100 UTC FT8 on the 70 sems band. The exchange is report and 4-character locator. And also Wednesday the 12th, 432 megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs 1900 to 2100 UTC FT8 on the 70 sems band. The exchange is report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest can enter the 2. On Thursday the 13th, the 50 megs UK activity contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 6-metre band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. 50 megs trophy contest starts at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 15th ends at 1400 UTC on Sunday the 16th, using all modes on the 6-meter band. The exchange signal reports serial number and locator. The All Asian DX contest starts at 0000 UTC on Saturday the 15th, ends at 2359 UTC on Sunday the 16th of June. CW on the 160 to 10 meter band. The exchange is your signal report and age. On Sunday the 16th, the Worked All Britain 6-meter phone contest runs 0800 to 1400 UTC. Using phone on the 6-meter band, the exchange signal report serial number and Worked All Britain square. More information available from the Worked All Britain website. Now, for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO, they write, "It seems that we haven't had a repeat performance of the auroral conditions caused by the active sunspot region 3697 for aurora watchers. That would be a disappointment for HF lovers. It means the bands have been quite settled. The KP index has been at 3 and below, while the solar flux index has been consistently above 175 all week. So as a result, HF conditions have been quite good, with maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000 km path being regularly over 21 megs and often 24 megs. It's always a good idea to operate on the highest HF band that's open, as absorption decreases the higher you go. Meanwhile, sporadic e-propagation brought interest to the 10-meter band, with stations from all over Europe being workable for long periods, but more of that in the VHF section. On the 5th of June, a filament located in the northeast quadrant erupted. The event flung a coronal mass ejection into the air that doesn't appear to be Earth-directed, but this shows that we are still in danger, in the danger zone for major solar events, and anything could happen. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will remain around 175, but we expect some geomagnetic disruption today the 9th, with a predicted KP index of 4. Otherwise, solar conditions are predicted to be calm next week. So if these conditions continue, it's a good time to make the most of the HF bands. Now VHF and up. The weather pattern for the coming week is dominated by low pressure, which means there is unlikely to be any significant tropo to speak of. There will probably be several opportunities for those on the gigahertz band to search for rain scatter, but these events look to be moving showers or rain bands, which means that you'll need to be pretty agile with the rotator to keep on the scattering target. With the solar conditions continuing to keep the pot simmering, it's not possible that the KP index could rise high enough to promote an aurora, but it's a low probability. The early part of June is well regarded for minor meteor events and should be worth a look for those using meteor scatter modes. There were several sporadic E openings early in the week that finishes today the 9th. Sporadic E was reported up to the 2-meter bands on a few occasions. Last Sunday the 2nd, it lasted for up to 3 hours on the path from eastern England down to the Italian peninsula. Events initially get picked up on the 10-meter band, then move through to VHF bands of 6, 4 and finally 2 meters as sporadic E propagation strengthens. In this peak of the sporadic E season, the openings on the lower bands, such as 10 and 6 meters, can be present for much of the day and certainly quite late into the evening. Follow the weather patterns on the daily sporadic E blog, propquest.co.uk, and you should be able to point in the right direction for an opening. Multi-hop paths to the Far East or Americas do require a good antenna like a beam, but single-hop European sporadic E propagation can be very strong, and any antenna will do the job. Moon declination is at its maximum this weekend for the Dubus 10 and 24 gigs EME contest, but EME path loss is rising. 144 meg sky noise is low all week. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also. Until next week.